This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. One of the least trusted professions in America is that of a politician. Self-interested, isolated, removed from the issues, words that come up in the opinion polls, which may raise some eyebrows when you hear what State Representative Diego Bernal did. He's a Democrat from San Antonio, and like all other Texas lawmakers, he's been getting an earful from all sides about problems with public education. But rather than taking someone else's word for what's going on, he did what no other lawmaker has yet to do, visiting every single school in his district, 55 in all, not to talk, but to listen. What seems common sense is being described as one of the most unique approaches to policymaking in Texas in many a moon. Representative Bernal, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hey, thank you so much.
How did the way you think about education change by making these visits, or in fact, did it change?
It changed a little bit in that, one, you know, I got responses from educators that I didn't expect. I think I went in expecting them saying, we just need more money, and that would solve all the problems, and they didn't say that. In fact, no one said it like that. And then the other thing is that I learned things about education and schools that I didn't expect or anticipate.
Well, for example, what didn't you know that you found you discovered in these conversations?
Well, on the practical side, you know, I didn't understand the way I do now how important it is to have experienced teachers in schools with the highest need. In a lot of students who are in poverty, and of course their academics and their test scores often coincide with that, you load these campuses up with inexperienced teachers. Now, those people are good folks and they can probably do a good job, but you're not playing the odds in the way that you would where if you give them experienced educators for a limited amount of time. What was also unexpected is as I listened to educators after, let's say, the 20th or the 15th visit, I realized if you take everything they're saying and you pull back, you can distill it into time. They're talking about the need and their desire for more instructional time.
One point that educators also brought up was that programs that are supposed to, you know, they're designed with the best of intentions often burden teachers in schools. Like what, for example?
That's right. So if a school finds itself in a situation where they need to improve, that oftentimes there are various programs, interventions that the state and the district will deploy to help them do that. And that's great. That needs to happen. But what comes along with that is more paperwork, more record keeping, more data collection, more data entry, and all those things, even if they're small individually, they can take away from instructional time. So what we need to do is make sure that in our effort to help, we're also not hurting.
Now that you've got the testimony, in a sense, how can you make a difference given the state of Texas schools at this moment?
Well, I think you have to have some faith in your colleagues, honestly, and I do. So the way this was written was, here are what the educators said in my district, which includes campuses from three different school districts, some of which are very, very different from one another. And if these are common themes between these three districts, then why don't you take, you being my colleagues, why don't you take this document and go talk to the educators in your part of Texas? And whatever we agree on, because there was going to be a lot of consensus, if people actually go and do it, where there is consensus, let that be the starting place for us to craft and implement some pragmatic, practical reforms. I just got a tweet from Olton, Texas, which is nowhere near San Antonio, and they told me, they said, we have a lot of the same issues, including hunger.
Wow.
And they're a rural community.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, let's get to it.
We're out of time, and this is too big a question to ask at this point in our conversation, but I have to ask it nonetheless, as you're no doubt aware. The Texas Supreme Court had a ruling in the state school finance system. It's legal, but it needs improvement, at least according to the dicta in the opinion.
Right.
Now, of course, Democrats and Republicans have both said that they want to address school finance in this next legislative session. Given what you're now armed with, do you think that will make any difference in that conversation? Indeed, do you think there will be a conversation on it in the next legislative session?
In reverse order, yes, I think there will be some conversation, and I hope it's a robust conversation. I hope it's not just a few of us. I hope it's a lot of us, and I hope that this helps.
State Representative Diego Bernal from the 123rd District in San Antonio. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Hey, thank you. Thanks a lot.